to see Sister Marge here. Since COVID, we haven't had Sister Marge in the sanctuary. Very happy to see her. I'm extra happy to see Sister Nancy here. I haven't seen her in a long time. And I thank the Lord to bringing her here. We are very happy to see you. Brother Dennis, I also glad to see you here this morning. My dear sisters, thank you for the music before I speak. It's really soothed me a little bit, calmed me a little bit to present the word of God. And I've been preaching here for the past maybe 15 years, every now and then, but today it's a little bit different. I have the pastor sitting here listening to me. I don't know how that's going to work, but I hope the Holy Spirit speak for me. Amen. Yeah, I don't have the words, but I know the one who called me will equip me. As we listen to the word of God this morning, let us remember Brother Roy Russell, who was washed to the hospital this morning. Let's have a word of prayer for him so the Lord can touch him in a special way. Remember him in your prayer. This morning, my topic is conquering by the grace of God. Can you turn with me to the book of Judges? Judges chapter 14, verse 5 and 6. Judges chapter 14, verse 5 and 6. The word of God says, "So Samson went down to Timnah with his father and mother and come to the vineyards of Timnah. Now to his surprise, a young lion came roaring against him." Verse 6 says, "And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and he tore the lions apart as one would have torn apart a young goat. Though he had nothing in his hand, but he did not tell his father or his mother what he had done." Would you pray with me? Father in heaven, I wish that I have the power to speak for you. Father, send now your Holy Spirit to be with us. Not only to the one who will speak, but to touch the heart of everyone who is here. Send Jesus to be with us. Please, Father, take the little that I bring. It's not enough. Break it and multiply it the same way you have done with the little boy lunch until they were left over. And so when we have lived here today, we will know that we have heard from you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I like to speak about Samson. Since a little boy, when I was reading I don't know if you know this book called The Good Stories of the Bible. And I got very attached to Samson because when I was growing up in school, I was among a bunch of boys that were bigger than me. And when those boys take your ball, your soccer ball, your basketball, if they don't want to give it to you, have no power to fight against them. So I was going to be Samson so I can go and tore them apart and get my ball. But I realized that Samson was special. Samson has everything to be successful in life. Samson had everything lined up for him to be victorious in life. God choose to equip Samson with strength as no other person ever had. Before Samson was conceived, God had already chosen him to be the one who will deliver Israel from the Philistines. Since his mother's womb, God took care of him. This Samson, also called the fighter, the advisor of his parent, mentioned in the book of Judges, Judges 13, we read in verse 3, if you can turn to the book of Judges, you can stay there because we're going to see a few verses from this book. Judges 13 and verse 3. And the angel of the Lord appeared to the woman and said to her, indeed, now you are barren and have borne no children, but you shall conceive and bear a son. This angel of the Lord is none other than Jesus Christ in person. Ellen White stated in the Bible commentary of our church, it was Jesus in person who came to deliver the message to his parent before he was born. Since the womb of his mother, Samson will be consecrated to the service of God. In the book of Judges, again, verse 13, verse 5, the word of God says, for behold, you shall come pregnant and bear a son. No razor shall come upon his head, for the child shall be a Nazarite to God from birth. And he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hands of the Philistines. He will be consecrated to God. In other version, it says, he will be a Nazarite. That means whom that undervows, who is separate or devoted to the Lord. This is what a Nazarite is. If you read in Numbers chapter 6, verse 1 to 4, so his life is made of vows, one who is separate or devoted. In Numbers chapter 6, verse 1 and 4, all these recommendations which are useful to us this morning to understand our title, Conquering by the Grace of God. And it says, and the Lord said to Moses, say to the Israelites, when either a man or a woman shall make a special vow, the vow of a Nazarite, that is one separated and consecrated to the Lord, he shall separate himself from wine and strong drink. He shall drink no vinegar of wine or of strong drink, and shall drink no grape juice or eat grapes fresh or dry. All the days of his separation, he shall eat nothing produced from the grapevine, not even the seed or the skin. This is the first condition to be a Nazarite. The second condition is to let your hair grow. Numbers 6 verse 5 says, we're talking still here about a Nazarite. All the days of the vow of his separation and abstinence, there shall be no razor come upon his head until the time is complete for which he separate himself to the Lord. He shall be holy and shall let the locks of the hair of his head go long. The third condition is to be a Nazarite, not to approach dead bodies to defile themselves. In number 6, verse 6, it says, hear about the condition of being a Nazarite during all the time that he confers to the Lord. He does not, will not approach a dead person. All the day that separate himself of the Lord, he shall not go near a dead body. Brothers and sisters, in the same condition and in the same configuration to each Nazarite, these recommendations make us think of the word of the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19. I know that you know by heart this verse. Do you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives within you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. In a way, we are also like Samson, consecrated. Our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. We are not our own. And it's because of the grace of God and the presence of the Holy Spirit in Samson that his action always were always successful and victorious. As long as he kept this purity of life, when he stayed away from alcohol, when he stayed away from unclean food, and remember God's recommendation regarding his hair, and we find that the Holy Spirit is pleased to intervene on his behalf to get him out of trouble when he faced trials. It is important, brothers and sisters, this morning that we stayed under God's condition. So when we're facing things in life, that God can come and bail us out. We read in Judges 14, verse 6, and the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and he tore the lion as he would have torn a young goat. And he had nothing in his hand, but he did not tell his father or mother what he had done. In Judges 14, verse 19, it says, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he went down to Ashkelon and slew 30 men of them and took their apparels and gave the changes of garments to those who explained the riddle. And his anger was kindled and went up to his father's house. In Judges 15, again, verse 14, we're seeing when Samson stayed on the vows, how the Lord came to his rescue, how he did mighty things. In Judges 15, verse 14, it says, and when he came to Lehi, the Philistines came shouting to meet him, and the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon Samson, and the ropes of his arm became as flats that had caught fire, and his bound melt off his hands. Samson, aware of his power, of his strength, by realizing the effect of having his hair far from the razor, and his name evoked for his contemporaries the formidable. As soon as we speak of Samson, attention, the big muscular strength, power, the invincible. Ellen White described him in the book of Patriarchs and Prophets, page 557. Physically, Samson was the strongest man upon the earth, stronger than Hercules, stronger than Goliath, stronger than all you can imagine. But according to what we have read, he is the strongest man who living here, who live here. However, he was the weakest among the weak when he is in disobedience with his vow. He likes to play with fire. And when I said fire is the fire of sin, which prevents the spirit to come to his rescue when he's in danger. But brothers and sisters, Samson likes to flirt with sin, and this will cost him dearly. When he revealed to his adulterous wife, Delilah, the secret of his strength, when he told his wife what made him strong, and you can see the story told us, you can see Samson unrecognizable, bald-headed, he lost all his hair, losing his strength, and that is how he was at the mercy of his enemy when the razor ran over his head. You can read this unfortunate experience of Samson in Judges chapter 16. We must note it this morning before we leave this place that this reckless had his beginning through the sequences in his life. Indeed, Samson went down with his parent to Timnah to take his wife. The Bible says something very important here in this trip, in Judges 14, verse 5. So Samson went down to Timnah with his father and mother and came to the vineyard of Timnah. Now, to his surprise, a young lion came roaring against him. What was Samson doing in the vineyard of Timnah? This is very important detail that we need to know. This is important detail the story told us. It must be said that everything is important in the Bible and deserve our attention. What at the same point during the trip, obviously Samson slipped away from his parents to enter the vineyards of Timnah. All these questions lead us to think about the prayer that Jesus taught his disciple, this part which says in Matthew 6, verse 13, do not lead us into temptation. Whereas since his childhood, he had received instruction not to drink any liquor drawn from grapes, and especially not to eat fresh grapes or raisin sex as a Nazarite. Samson let himself be overcome by his curiosity and his lust to visit the vineyard of Timnah. He's playing here with his future, with his life, by entering the vineyard of Timnah. In the vineyard of Timnah, where the grapes in the cluster attracts the eyes and make the tongue salivate, make someone drool. And just there is a parenthesis here open in the Bible. You know, it takes 5 days to get rid of tobacco. If you're smoking, in 5 days, you can get rid of that habit. The specialists who followed the campaign to quit smoking in 5 days, in fact, the facilitator, the psychologist, always asks the smoker not to go to places where cigarettes are being smoked during the treatment. Why? Simply to avoid any temptation to take a cigarette again because of the smoke, because of the smell that we breathe, in which awaken the old reflex of smoking. As Jesus said in Matthew 26, verse 41, the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. If your doctor asks you not to eat cake because of the threat of disease in you. For example, even if you like the sweetness of cakes, do not make it a habit to baking cakes. It's no good. It will be wise not to stay long in front of pastry either, for you not to be tempted. Oh, I'm going to tempted myself. I don't know if I'm strong there, but hey, I'm going to try. Jesus Christ says, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Do not mislead us into temptation. Should it be our prayers this morning? It is good to see that it's dangerous for our spiritual future, especially inviting us to temptation that can easily await us when we are like modern Nazarites spiritually. If there are, my brothers and sisters, the vineyard of Timnah, modern in our life, let's think about the story of Samson and what is next. Indeed, Samson's life was at stake entering the vineyard of Timnah because there was an element there waiting for him and that he did not expect, when suddenly a lion waiting for him resolutely to devour him. This text here is not a coincidence. A lion. When I am sure that for us too, every time we allow ourselves to be tempted, knowing that a lion also waiting to devour us entirely. With each bad choices in our life, with each temptation yield to, give in to, with each sin tolerated, the lion is here. Yes, it is ready to devour its prey. This prey who dare to venture on his ground, he can call this lion by its name. If we refer to the apostle Peter, 1 Peter 5 verse 8, it says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And this lion prowled around the vineyard of Timnah because he saw a confident young man walking very close to the vineyard of Timnah. In our story, fortunately, my brothers and sisters, we say, hallelujah, thank God, Samson came out victorious. We wonder why. Because God granted him his grace as long as Samson has on him the hair not touched by the razor. God promised him strength in his presence by his spirit. As long as the Holy Spirit reminds us that it is not good to do such and such things, knowing that we are already under the grace of God. God has promised strength in his presence. Thank to his Holy Spirit, and God have promised to be present at his side to deliver him from any adversary. In Judges 14, verse 6, it says, the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and he tore the lion apart as one would have torn apart a young goat. Though he had nothing in his hand, but he did not tell his father or his mother what he had done. When I read this is what brought my attention to reread Samson. He did not tell his father or his mother what he had done. Do you see that sentence here? Samson think he's smart. Once again, we can confirm that Samson went to the vineyard of Timnah without telling his parent. Otherwise, his parent would have telling him, be careful, my son. The temptation is in front of you. The vineyard, the raisins, stay away from temptation. And my young folks here in church, this is what parent is for. Your parent have seen things that you haven't seen yet. Listen and take your parent's advice. But by the grace of God, we saw even though his parents were not there, at the time of the big trial or test, the Spirit of God by his grace was there. And when the Spirit of God is present with us, we will be victorious. And when the Spirit of God is present with us, we will have the hope to live again. And when the Spirit of God is present with us, we will have again the grace of God. It was a wake-up call from Samson, for Samson to pay attention from now on, to guard his conduct in the future, to not play with temptation. My brothers and sisters and visiting friends, in this life, even if sometimes our situation seems unsolvable and the lion is about to win the battle of temptations, don't forget you have always the heaven doors wide open. Heaven is always present, available to get involved in our lives. Call him up, the Lord of Lords. Call on the name of Jesus. Call in the presence of the Holy Spirit, and the enemy will be defeated. Because our God is a gracious and powerful God. The Apostle Peter left us this promise in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13. No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to men. But God is faithful, or will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able to bear. But with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it. What a God we serve. Church, praise God, there is always an exit door in each temptation. Joseph opened his eyes. He found an exit door when facing Potiphar's wife. My brothers and sisters, the God of Samson is also our God today. Despite, if I can say this way, the vineyard of Tenure Modern, difficulties, trials, hardships, calamities that surround us, I stopped by here today to remind you that God promises to deliver us and promise us eternal life. This is the divine bonus for each of us. God gives us life, even pagan, because he created them. But those who trust him, he gives the divine bonus, life eternal. God is very sensitive to our request. As David said when facing danger in Psalm 3, verse 4, I cried to the Lord with my voice, and he heard me from his holy hill. My brothers and my sisters, dear friends, I have something to ask you this morning. Do you have the vineyard of Timnah in your life? Some people, the vineyard of Timnah might be a craving for certain food that are not healthy for you. Some are greatly vexed by the desire to smoke, while others have keen yearning for alcohol. Perhaps the possibility to winning is the lure that draws some to gamble. Many drivers hanker to drive much faster than the law requires. Whatever the desire, the enticement, purpose is to induce same from the pleasure. Same form of pleasure. All too often, we lust in person become progressively more willing to fulfill his that our desire until we cave in. We can no longer endure the sacrifice of denying ourselves. In reality, we argue ourselves into surrendering or fulfilling our desire. Like Samson, we deliberately walk into temptation. But thank God, we serve a God. When we go to him, he will take us away from temptation. This morning, would you like, by the grace of God, to be victorious on all things that could look like the vineyard of Timnah? Perhaps the vineyard of Timnah modern that's been there for a long time. But we're serving a God that nothing is impossible for him. We all have something that we are weak on. But God promised us that he will never leave us nor forsaking us. He promised us he will always come to our rescue. But my brothers and my sister, we need to be obedient to our God. He's always here for us. If this morning is your desire, I will ask you to stand with me as we pray to him. This is not a human call. It's God that's calling you to surrender some vineyard of Timnah in your lives. And thank God, we are serving a Lord that who can deliver us. His hand is not too short to come to our rescue. And this morning, I'm asking you to pray him, to call upon his name. So certain things he can take out from your life. My brothers and sisters, Jesus is coming soon. There is thing that we're playing with. We don't know when. We don't know the day. We don't know the time that Jesus will be here. And you don't want to be left out. You've been here 50, 20, 30, 10 years. It's time when we look around to move, to make a change in our lives. It's a daily battle, but God is on our side. He can always come to our rescue when we come to him. If this is your desire, may you close your eyes as we pray him for his grace. Our Father and our God, thank you for this day, and thank you for being our God. Father God, we have many temptations. Sometimes we don't even realize it's our nature to do what is wrong. It's our nature to just walk to temptations. Thank you for the story of Samson, that we can always come to you. When we stay under your care, when we bring ourselves to you, that your hand is not too short to rescue us, to come to our rescue. Please do for us this morning. Change our hearts. Change our minds. We need a change. We need to be closer and closer to you so we can walk the victory in victory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Our closing hymn is 517, My Faith Looks Up to Thee, Thou Lamb of Calvary.
Of Calvary, say.
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for your words today. We thank you, Lord, for the messenger. As we contemplate your words, Lord, help us to surrender all to you. May we realize that tomorrow is not promised. So today, as we hear your words, may we decide to allow you to live out your lives through us for the rest of our lives here on earth. Please bless your words to our hearts. In the precious name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Dismiss us, Lord, with blessings we pray, as from thy worship we go our ways. Thine is our throne before the day.
Please be seated and meditate for a moment on the word, and at the appropriate time, the deacons will usher us out. Thank you.
Thank you.